Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something very specific and very useful, a warehouse subsign balance session for a deep jungle, darker DNB atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. And this is not about making a full glossy track yet. This is about that crucial middle stage in the workflow where the drum break, the sub, the mid-bass, and the atmosphere all need to start behaving like one system. If the balance is right here, the whole tune feels massive later. If it's wrong here, no amount of extra fills or effects is going to save it. So the mindset for this session is simple. Think like a DJ tool builder. We want a loop that is heavy, functional, mix-friendly, and dark enough to feel like it belongs in a late-night warehouse rinse-out. Start by opening a new live set and setting the tempo. For this style, 172 to 174 BPM is the sweet spot. If you want a slightly tighter jungle pull, go with 174. If you want a little more breathing room, 172 works beautifully. For this walkthrough, let's sit at 174 BPM. Now set up four tracks: drums, sub, bass, and atmos or FX. Before you start adding sounds, get your low-end hierarchy in your head. That means decide what owns the deepest fundamental, what owns the punch, and what just adds texture. In this style, the sub owns the deepest foundation, the bass layer owns movement and attitude, the drums own the punch and groove, and the atmosphere sits behind everything like the room itself. If that order isn't clear, the mix will keep changing its mind every time you add a new part. Also, keep some headroom on the master. You want your rough mix to peak around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space to work without clipping the low end to death. Now let's build the drums first, because the breakbeat is the engine. Drop in a classic break, or a couple of breaks layered together if you want more texture. In Ableton Live 12, simpler in slice mode is a great way to chop the break quickly, or you can use clip playback if you want to test ideas fast. The goal here is not perfection. The goal is motion. A good move is to have one main break doing the core rhythm and a second quieter texture break underneath it. That second layer should feel more like dust in the room than a main event. On the drum group, use EQ8 to clean out any unnecessary sub-rumble. A high pass around 28 to 35 Hz is usually enough. Then use drum bus if you want a bit more body and transient control. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 10%, and use the boom very carefully or not at all. In darker DNB, the snare has to cut through with authority, so don't crush the transients. This is where masking windows matter. The break doesn't need to be loud all the time. It just needs to be audible in the spaces where the bass leaves room. So if the drums feel cluttered, try removing a couple of kick hits or letting certain tails breathe. Sometimes the groove gets heavier when you actually take something away. Now let's build the sub and keep this brutally simple. On the sub track, use operator or wave eatable with a clean sine wave. No fancy movement, no unnecessary width, no overprocessing. This is the foundation. Set it to mono. Utility after the synth is the easiest way to do that, and set width to 0%. If you need a tiny bit of glide for a sliding feel, keep it very short, maybe 20 to 40 milliseconds. Otherwise, keep it tight and direct. Write short MIDI notes. Don't fill every gap. Let the drums breathe. The sub should support the rhythm, not smother it. A strong trick here is call and response phrasing. Hit the sub on beat 1, then answer on beat 3 or on an offbeat. That gives the groove a bit of pressure and keeps it from sounding like a sustained drone. As a rough balance rule, the sub should feel heavy, but not dominant. You should feel it more than you see it. If it starts taking over the kick and snare, pull it back before doing anything else. Now for the bass layer. This is where the character lives. On the bass track, build a Reese or mid-bass sound using wave-eatable, analog, or even a resampled texture if you want to get more organic. In darker warehouse DNB, the bass often sounds huge because the movement in the mids is rich, while the sub stays steady and controlled. A solid starting point is two detuned saws, a little unison, moderate detune, and a low-pass filter with some movement. Then add some saturation, maybe saturator or roar, but keep it under control. You want grit, not chaos. This bass layer should not be trying to own the low end. High-pass it somewhere, around 90 to 120 Hz, so it stays out of the sub's lane. That split is huge. If the bass and sub both try to live in the same band, the groove gets vague and the whole track loses authority. This is one of the most important habits in DNB production. Split frequency discipline. The sub owns the deepest range, roughly 30 to 90 Hz. The bass body and aggression live mostly above that. If your bass patch has too much energy below 80 Hz, it will fight the sub every time. So here's the practical balancing move. Lower the bass until the sub and drums lock together. Then bring the bass up just until the track gets attitude, not too much, just enough for character. And instead of writing a very busy bass line, try small rhythmic cells, a two-note stab, or a short one-bar motif with rests can hit way harder than constant movement. In jungle and darker rollers, space is pressure. Now let's make the drums and bass work together as one unit. Group the drums into a drum group if you haven't already, and if you want, route the sub and bass to a shared bass bus or at least keep them easy to control together. Use spectrum on each track if you need to see what's happening, but don't mix with your eyes. Use your ears and use reference gain staging. That means keeping a known DNB reference track on a muted channel, matching the volume, and flipping between your loop and the reference. Don't compare loudness. Compare relationship. How does the kick sit against the sub? How does the snare sit against the bass? How much ambience is the reference using compared to your loop? Also, check the groove at low monitoring volume. This is a massive reality check. If the track still feels readable and tense when turned down, your balance is probably working. If the bass disappears completely, your tone or note placement may be too dependent on volume, rather than actual musical shape. Now shape the drums as a performance unit. Use drum bus gently for body, maybe a touch of drive and subtle crunch. If you want more snap, add a little transient emphasis, but be careful. Then, if needed, use glue compressor with a slowish attack, fast release, and only about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We want glue, not squashing. DNB needs transients to survive, especially on the snare. If the snare vanishes when the bass comes in, try fixing note lengths first. That is often cleaner than sidechaining everything heavily. You can also automate the bass down by 1 or 2 dB on key snare hits if needed, but keep it subtle. In jungle and warehouse style DNB, too much pumping can make the record feel weak unless that's specifically the vibe you want. Now we move into atmosphere, and this is where the warehouse depth really comes alive. On the Atmos or effects track, layer a noise texture, a field recording, or a resampled reverb tail from your own drum hits or bass stabs. That's important. If the atmosphere is made from your own sounds, it tends to feel connected to the track instead of pasted on top. Use auto filter with a slow low-pass movement. Add hybrid reverb with a dark room or plate setting. Echo can help create those distant reflections, and a touch of redux can add grime if needed. Keep the atmosphere filtered. High-pass at around 150. to 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low end, and low pass at somewhere around 6 to 10 Khz if you want that murky, enclosed feel. A great teacher-style trick here is to treat the atmosphere like a fader-controlled instrument. Don't just leave it static. Automate the send level or the filter cutoff so it breathes with the arrangement. Let it rise a little in the bars before the drop, then pull it back when the bass hits. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without adding more notes. Now let's make the session feel like a real DJ tool. Think in clear sections. A dry intro, a pressure-building intro, a hard drop, a switch-up, a return, and an outro that is easy to mix out of. A strong, simple structure could look like this. First 8 bars, drums and atmosphere only. Next 8 bars, sub introduces a sparse motif. Then 16 bars, a full drop, with break edits and bass movement. After that, strip the bass for a switch up and let the break breathe, then bring it back with a slightly altered phrase and more ambience. Finally, remove the sub first, then the bass, and leave drums and texture for the outro. That arrangement logic matters because DJs need clean blend points. Your intro should invite the next tune in. Your outro should give them space to transition out. Here's another advanced move that works really well in this style. Resample your own sections. Record a bass pass with automation, or a drum and atmosphere section, then chop that audio and place small fragments back into the arrangement. That can create a more human, imperfect feel, which is exactly what makes jungle and darker DNB feel alive instead of overly programmed. You can also slice the resampled bass and remove a few hits, leaving silence or ghost stabs in their place. That kind of negative space can make the groove hit harder than a full continuous line. Now do a final bounce pass, and this is where you really earn the session. Don't solo forever. Listen to the full loop in context. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Can I feel the sub without it swallowing the kick and snare? Does the bass have enough mid-range movement to create attitude? Does the atmosphere add space without masking the break? Would this work cleanly in a DJ mix? If the low end feels vague, don't immediately boost the sub. First check the bass level, the atmosphere, and the note lengths. Often the fix is subtraction, not addition. If the drums feel small, don't automatically add top end. Usually the issue is low mid clutter. If you want extra weight on smaller systems, you can layer the sub with a barely audible harmonic copy. Duplicate the sub, add a touch of saturation, then high pass that duplicates so only the character remains. That helps the low end translate without making the real sub dirty. And one last thing, check mono regularly. If the track loses its weight in mono, the bass width or atmosphere stereo image is probably too aggressive. So here's the core takeaway from this session. In darker D&B, the biggest wins come from balance, subtraction, and movement control. Keep the sub mono and simple. Let the bass layer live above the sub and provide motion. Shape the break so it stays punchy and alive. Use atmosphere sparingly, but intentionally. And always think like you are building a DJ-ready tool, not just a loop.